If you're anything like me, then you might find yourself in a rut a little too often. I might get a wave of energy and motivation to do all of the things I have wanted to do. I will be doing yoga every day, filling out my journal, writing down my daily affirmations and creating so much content and feeling great about it, and then whilst flying high on all of the endorphins. I just stop. I stop the yoga and the journaling and the creating with no real reasoning and I feel bad about it, but that motivation I had just disappeared one night as if it'd been stolen away from me in my sleep, and it might be weeks before that fresh wave of motivation is thrown back at me. So how do we stop this invisible monster that steals away our productiveness and our happiness? Firstly, stop being so hard on yourself. It's normal to have a drop in motivation, and it can be brought on by anything as small as the weather changing to an argument with friends, but the first thing you need to stop is that negative voice in your head telling you you're useless or lazy. That voice is only going to take you deeper into that hole you're in, because nobody feels productive when they're feeling bad about themselves. What you need to do is tell yourself that today you need to rest and that okay, and then allow yourself to enjoy the rest without feeling guilty, knowing that tomorrow is a new day and you're going to feel more refreshed, keeping yourself in a positive mind frame despite the productivity of the days or weeks before. Know when tomorrow comes, if you still don't feel productive, instead of telling yourself you need to do 100 tasks and then spending the whole day procrastinating and feeling bad about it, try just making yourself brush your teeth or get a shower without anything else attached to it, and once you're showered and you're active, then tell yourself to get dressed into something that makes you feel good. What you're doing is getting your brain and body activated into task mode instead of sitting on the couch stressing about all the things you need to do, your complete simple tasks, and after each task, you're getting that good feeling that comes with the completion of tasks regardless of how small the task is, and this will get you on a roll. By breaking your tasks up into chunks, you're not overwhelming yourself and you are never too far from the finish line. If you get up and you brush your teeth, shower and get dressed, and then you feel tired or agitated, then take a break. This may sound counterproductive, but remember, you will have already reached each goal you set, and forcing yourself into another task when you're already agitated is not going to make you feel good. Allow yourself to take the break, but set a time limit on that break. Empty your mind of any further tasks, and then at the end of the break, choose another task that you feel is achievable. By using these tips at the end of your day, whether you have completed one task or 20, you won't have started one task before completing the next, and when you go to bed, you won't be lying there thinking of all the tasks you didn't do that day, but will feel good about what tasks you did get done. It's so easy to overwork or overwhelms ourselves, and this causes us to never feel good enough, but you can only do as much as your body and mind allow. The world moved very fast, and humans were never meant to take in so much information that we know have, and because of social media, it is easy to see other people doing lots of things and think that we are not doing enough, but I can guarantee everybody feels overwhelmed sometimes, and if we take one thing at a time, we will get far more done than trying to tackle everything at once. Some days we will be more productive than others, but this is normal because every day is different. Some days we get less sleep, or we have multiple trips to go on, or we feel unwell or things go wrong, but as long as you put one foot in front of the other, no matter how slow you move, you're still moving. So next time you're in a rut and you feel like you don't know what to do to get out of it, just try standing up and brushing your teeth and see where that might lead to. If you feel your lack of motivation runs deeper than simply feeling unmotivated, or this feeling goes on for a long period, please consider speaking to your GP. This post is in no way trying to minimize the effects mental health can have on the body and mind, and asking for help should never be seen as being weak. Thanks for reading X.